The clay cylinder that's in the bottom middle of this case records the building activities of Nebuchadnezzar II, King of Babylon. The cylinder was probably buried in the foundation of one of his buildings. The inscription was meant for the gods to read and for later kings who might find the cylinder to know of Nebuchadnezzar's accomplishments. The origins of writing go back nearly 3,000 years before this cylinder. Look in this case towards the left at the very small tokens made of baked clay. The different shapes may represent particular types of commodities. Keeping the tokens together created a simple way of recording amounts of a transaction. The shape of some tokens was also inscribed in the form of pictographs on small clay tablets. You can see this in the example at the top left corner of this case. The tablets could hold multiple pictographs and therefore record transactions in greater detail. The earliest pictographic tablets are almost all economic in function. By 3000 BC, the pictographs were being drawn on tablets to record a spoken language, Sumerian, and so true writing had been born. The signs were made using a simple cut reed or stick, which was pressed into the clay in various specified combinations. The name we give this writing system, cuneiform, is a Latin term meaning wedge-shaped, from the appearance of these marks. As time went on, the information stored on cuneiform tablets became more complex, used for purposes beyond recording transactions. In this case, look on the lower right for the dark fragmentary tablet. This is a letter from the king of Assyria to the king of Babylon, requesting a truce. Other tablets in this case include examples of stories, letters, and religious texts.